coppia. Break is over. Please take your seats. Please take your seats. Dear colleagues, you're invited to the session. Okay, can I... Well, I'm asking everybody to take their seats and let us enjoy the presentation by Director Lednicki, Professor Lednicki, on the results of the implementation of the 7-year plan. Richard is there ready to give us the talk, so would you please start now? And I'm asking everybody to take their seats and please give your presentation now.
Dear members of the Scientific Council, dear colleagues and guests, Michael already announced the title of my talk, so it will be about the results in the last, main results in the last 7-year plan and the plans for the future 7 years. In the field of particle physics, high energy heavy ion physics and information technology. Certainly there will be an overlap with the talk of Viktor Matveev and Mikhail Itkis. But repetition is mother of knowledge, as he said. So this topic, activities in particle and relativistic heavy ion physics, is done in 4 our laboratories. This is Wechsler Baldin Laboratory of High Energy Physics, Zhelebov Laboratory of Nuclear Problems, Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics and Laboratory of Information Technologies. So we use for this research the accelerator complex NICA, including nucleotron at present, and largest accelerator facilities at major laboratories in the world, CERN, BNL, Fermilab and others. So the main topics in particle physics research touch the energy, so-called energy intensity and accuracy and cosmic frontiers. This means that the research is done in extending the standard model, discovering new laws of nature, clarifying nuclear spin structure and so on. Relativistic heavy ion physics research touches the energy and intensity frontiers, establishing basically the properties of hadronic matter at extreme conditions, particularly the phase transition between quark gluon and ordinary particle matter. And there are also activities in new generation of detectors, accelerators, and of course very important is theoretical and information support of the projects. So this slide shows the correlation between the priorities in this field of research and our activities. So you may see that in collider physics or standard model and beyond, we participate in big projects, ATLAS, CMS, LHC, and BES-3 program in E+E- collider in Beijing. In neutrino physics and astrophysics, there is a lot of projects we participate in. Rare processes, Bayon standard model, these are projects realized at SPS at CERN, Fermilab, JPARC, and other laboratories. Spin physics and nucleon structure is touched in the, will be touched especially in NICA project and nowadays in COMPASS project at SPS at CERN. Non-perturbative QCD, this is the subject of the projects at NICA and future PANDA and CBN. And relativistic heavy ion physics, so you see a list of projects here. So concerning NICA project, So from the start of the previous 7-year plan, we have a plan to put the collider inside the building 205 in laboratory of high energy physics, but it was later on decided to enlarge the circumference by a factor of 2, and so the now the collider is built outside and its circumference is more than 0.5 kilometer. So presently we have a ring of nucleotron beam, and now we built the booster. So we have injection complex for light and heavy ions in operation, and we have a hole, two holes for extracted beams. And in next seven plan, we will put into operation the collider, two collider rings and two holes with SPD and MPD detectors. So the main research directions of Laboratory of High Energy Physics are the study of new states of the hot and dense baryonic matter under extreme conditions at high temperatures and density, study of the nucleon spin structure and other polarization phenomena, and the standard model precision checks and search for new physics beyond the standard model, and study of CP violation mechanisms. And there are also activities in accelerator physics and technology. The research is performed at our facilities, presently at the Nucleotron, and in accelerator centers where the contribution of our scientists is decisive or significant. Sorry. So Viktor Antolovich already showed this slide, so or something like this, that NICA is included in Mega Science Program of Russian Federation. So these are biggest scientific international projects on the territory of Russian Federation, with additional financial contribution of Russian Federation. In our case, it is about half of the price of the project, and there are also other countries participating in this project, and the number of these countries is increasing. So these slides were already shown, so I will go further. This is also a slide which was shown, and it demonstrates the fabrication and tests facility for building the superconducting magnets for our booster, collider, and also for CIS-100 accelerator, which is built in Germany. So this slide was also shown. So this is progress in the injection complex, injection of light ions. So the linear accelerator was modernized. There is a new RFQ cavity. There is put into operation the laser source of light ions and source of polarized ions. Also, the important point is that the new heavy ion linear accelerator was designed, produced, and put into operation together with German Bevatech company. And overall commissioning was in the October last year. As for the new heavy ion source, Creon 6 Tesla, it is electron string ion source. The goal is to have 10 to the 9 gold ion per pulse. And we already achieved about half of this goal. And the first full-scale operation should be in autumn this year. As for the cryogenic complex, we have put a new helium liquefier in operation, and the goal is to double the cold power up to 8 kilowatt at the temperature of 4.5 Kelvin. So this is the most powerful helium complex, helium liquefier in Russian Federation. So concerning the detectors within the NICA project, so the first one is related to the fixed target program. So this is so-called baryonic matter at nucleotron project. So you see here the sketch of this detector. And the multipurpose detector, MPD, which is the main detector at the collider. So almost all detector subsystems pass technical project stage and are ready for the mass production. There was also a successful check of some systems which were put into operation in BMN experiment. Particularly it concerns GEM detectors, with large GEM detectors which were built at CERN and tested at the BEAM last year. Sorry. So concerning the MPD detector, so we have already signed a contract for the production of the magnet. This is important from the point of time, because it is most timely consuming part of the detector, and the stage of fabrication of the part of the cold part of this magnet is shown here. Also, we have consortium for the production of silicon detectors together with CBM, compressed baryonic matter project at FAIR. And concerning the theoretical basis of this research at NICA, it is written in a white paper which is continuously updated, and the collective contributions on signature of the first order phase transition were recently published in topical issue of European Physics Journal. So the main time points are shown on this slide, so you may see that we plan to put into operation first stage of baryonic matter nucleotron project this year. The booster will be put in operation in the next 2 years, at the end of 2019. NICA collider startup configuration with the luminosity about 50 times less than project one, and the first stage of MPD detector should be ready at 2020, and the final configuration including SPD, spin physics detector, should be put into operation in 2023. Some selected experimental results of this laboratory. So Victor already showed this slide. So this was a very successful run number 53 at the end of last year. So there was stable operation during almost 1,500 hours. You may see that we have for the first time for a long period of absent polarized particles, we have put into operation the injector with polarized deuterons, and a lot of the time was devoted to the physics projects, particularly for ALPOM 2 experiment and for the test of BMN and MPD detectors. So concerning ALPOM 2, so there was using the deuteron polarized beam, there was measured the polarization analyzing powers in of protons and neutrons. And by the way, for neutrons it was for the first time, and you see that there is considerable polarization asymmetry allowing to use neutrons at this energy, at the NICA energy range, as a polarimeter. Concerning the tests of some detectors in the experiment BMN, so drift chambers, time of flight, and 0 degree calorimeter showed very good performance, very high efficiency of the tracker, very good time resolution of the system of time of flight, and expected response of 0 degree calorimeter to neutrons, protons, and deuterons. So the laboratory participates in major experiments at LHC. So these are ATLAS, CMS, and ALICE. So the main result in last seven years was, of course, the observation of Higgs boson, where our physicists are as co-authors of this observation. And I should stress that our obligations were completely fulfilled related to the building of the apparatus, and concerning our participation in CMS experiment, the GNR group was concentrating on the study of dimion production, so-called Derelian, Matvejev, Muradyan, Tavkhelidze, Derelian muon pair production, and forward-backward asymmetry, and searches for signals of new physics beyond the standard model. So there were given upper limits on the production of new possible particles. Concerning our participation in ALICE experiment, so Jenner group is involved in so-called femtoscopic studies. So the use of narrow momentum correlations of produced particles to estimate the space-time production parameters of the source, and you may see here the results on k plus k minus correlation function, and the resulting description gave the same radius of characteristic radius of the order of 5 Fermi as the experiments on the correlations of identical kaons. So this confirms that the framework of these correlation studies is valid. Our participation in the experiment NA48, which finished, and now its follow-up is the experiment A62 at CERN SPS. Very interesting result obtained at the beginning of the last 7 year plan, so 2010, was the measurement of pi and pi scattering lens with isospin 0 and isospin 0, and you may see that they agree. Combined analysis of the NA48 data is shown here, and it is in agreement, very good agreement, with the prediction of chiral perturbation theory. It is the most precise experimental results on these important quantities. There is new experiment we started to participate in. It is NA64 experiment. Searching for so-called dark photons, and there was already first publication early this year about the first results, upper limit given on the dark photon production in studying missing energy in events. Concerning the experiment NA62, so this is the project which is with the goal to observe about 100 of kaon decays into this channel, pion and two neutrinos. So it means that if it is described by the standard model, we should detect 10 to the 13 kaons, and up to now it was detected 10 to the 12, so the experiment is at the initial stage. And to have these statistics, 2 more years are required. Concerning our participation in COMPASS experiments, so the COMPASS with very important contribution of our physicist provided the best measurement of polarized parton distribution functions, which are shown on this slide. It also provided very good information about gluon contribution to proton spin. concerning participation in the star experiment. So it is related to the study, again, study of the femtoscopic correlations due to big experience in our institute. It was possible to observe for the first time, determine the scattering lengths of the S-wave interaction of lambda-lambda and P-bar-P, P-bar-P-bar, so of two antiprotons. So concerning the measured scattering lengths in lambda-lambda system, so you may see that the scattering length is negative, effective radius positive, which excludes the possible so-called H resonance, H Debye resonance, but still makes possible that there exists the bound state. And concerning the interaction in between two antiprotons, so I think that it is a very important step, because we observed that this interaction is the same as expected due to the CPD theorem as for two protons. So this again confirms that the theory behind this correlation is okay, but you may see the sentence is written by three referees of Nature, which really admire these measurements. Concerning the study of the hot and dense baryonic matter in the next seven years. So the study will be realized using our fixed target setup, baryonic matter at nucleotron, and at the second half of the of these 7 years, we hope to put into operation a multipurpose detector and the zero stage of the collider, so MPD setup. So we also will participate in external experiments. So this is the experiment STAR, NA61 at SPS CERN, ALICE at LHC CERN, and CBM at and HADES at FER GSI. So this is the participation of Laboratory of High Energy Physics. Laboratory of Nuclear Problems will also participate in PANDA at FER GSI and other projects in the field. I will go to this later. So concerning the study of the nucleon spin structure and other polarization phenomena in nucleon-nucleon and nucleon-nuclei interactions in next 7 years, there will be experiments using the nucleotron polarized beams. I already mentioned the project ALPOM. There is also project DSS. So this is a project studying polarization phenomena with polarized deuteron beams using internal target and also external beams. Concerning SPD, spin physics detector, so the technical design report is under preparation, and we hope to put this detector in operation at the end of the next 7 years. Concerning external experiments, we will continue participation in fixed target experiments at CERN. This is COMPASS. And there is more or less agreement with the people which participated in this experiment to continue this research at SPD setup at NICA. And also at the collider experiment STAR, where the polarized protons are available, high-energy polarized protons are available. Concerning verification of the standard model and search for the physical phenomena beyond the standard model and study of CP violation mechanisms in the next 7 years, we will participate in both major CMS and ATLAS experiments, and also at two SPS experiments, NA62, for precise study of super rare kaon decays, already mentioned, including the direct CP violation, and also in experiment NA64, the search for dark sector, for example, for dark photon. Now we come into the Djelepov laboratory of nuclear problems. So this laboratory, you may see that it is mainly concentrated on neutrino physics and astrophysics. But there is also activities in particle physics at high energies and super high energies, And a lot of effort is also devoted to the development of new detectors, applied research, and hadron therapy. Concerning the results of participation of Gelepov laboratory in ATLAS, so there was measured, there was done search for SUSY particles and resonances. There were put upper limits for production cross sections. So you may see some figures shown here. So unfortunately, no interesting results in these fields were observed. But it is a very important part of LHC research. Our contribution to COMPASS, Gelepov contribution to the COMPASS experiment. So this is the measurement of pion polarizability in pion Compton scattering through the Primakov reaction. So you may see that this measurement gives non-zero value of the two parameters under the assumption of this equality. And as a reference sample, there are also there is used muon beams, which practically see no effect, as should be for point-like particles. Also, there was important contribution of Gelepov physicist to the first observation of the photo production of the exotic charmonium, and this will have continuation in also in next 7-year plan. Concerning participation in neutrino program at Borexino, this is experiment done at Gran Sasso. So I should say that Mikhail Grigorievich Itkis will talk about neutrino physics also in his talk. So I also cover part of the neutrino program of this laboratory. So important results was the observation of association of neutrino fluxes with gamma ray bursts. And this program continues in Gran Sasso in the project Dark Side. So this is the detector liquid argon time projection chambers based on these chambers to detect the scintillation and ionization of low energy recoiled nuclei, which are recoiled from the interaction of expected weakly interacting massive particles. So you may see the upper limits for the cross sections. So they are really very small. So this will continue. So this is the small sample of this detector, and it will be increased to 20 ton size in future. Concerning our participation in NOVA experiment, so this is experiment realized with Fermilab muon beam, so neutrino muon neutrinos from Fermilab to the underground laboratory. And interesting result is that there is indication of non-maximal theta 2-3 mixing angle. So you may see previous experiment suggested that the sinus square of this angle will be 0.5, but now it seems that it will be either lower or higher. And also there are new results on establishing oscillation of the electron neutrino in appearance mode, and this slightly prefers the normal hierarchy of neutrino masses. Concerning our participation of Gelepov laboratory in Daya Bay experiments at China, so it doubled the statistics, and now it is the most precise measurement of the mixing angle theta 1-3. So you may see here, compare this square of sinus of double, two times this angle compared to other results, and also the difference between the masses of third and second generation of neutrinos. So the record accuracy is from the Yabe experiment. Concerning astrophysics, participation in astrophysics, we participate in the project TIGA, using imaging atmospheric Cherenkov telescopes, and the first measured extensive Earthshore was were detected with the new setup which we participated in production. We also participate in Nucleon experiments, which is set. This is detector set on a satellite, which was launched on December 2014. And you may see some preliminary results of these experiments, which are in agreement with the available data on cosmic ray spectra. And here you can see the charge distribution of cosmic ray nuclei measured by this this detector on satellite. Concerning applied research in Gelepo laboratory, there is very interesting result on precision laser inclinometer. So this figure shows what was measured by this detector at CERN, and it is correlated with the earthquake which happened in Chile. And here is the measured oscillations of the LHC beam by CERN staff. And you may see that there is very good timing of these two events. And this very precise laser inclinometer is able to measure very subtle effects which are related to the oscillation of the Earth's surface. This may be really important for construction of future multi-TV machines and luminosity monitoring at these colliders. So concerning next 7 plans, so the laboratory, the Gelepo laboratory will participate in ATLAS experiment at CERN, SPS, it will be COMPASS, which the Gelepov group of physicists will contribute to the study of exotic resonances, production of prompt photons, and kaon-induced reactions. Concerning neutrino physics and astrophysics, so there will be continuation of our participation in Gran Sasso. So Borexino experiments and dark side, I already told. So the plan concerning neutrinos from the sun is to measure CNO neutrinos, which are closely related with the chemical composition of the sun, and search for weakly interacting massive particles through the recalled nuclei, and also search for charge violating decay of electron to photon and neutrino. At China Coast, we will continue participation in Diabe experiment and similar experiment at Juno. The Juno experiment is assumed to resolve the problem of neutrino mass hierarchy using electron antineutrinos from nuclear power plants. At Fermilab, the similar tasks will be done in NOVA due to our participation in NOVA experiment at DUNE. So these are long base experiments using neutrino muon neutrino beams from Fermilab, and again to resolve the problem of neutrino mass hierarchy and CP violation in neutrino sector. At Fermilab and JPARC, there will be two projects, MU2E and COMET. Both are devoted to the muon to electron conversion. So this is an analogy of double S neutrino decay. And the goal is to achieve the level of 6 to the 10 to the minus 17. Now I'm coming to the laboratory of theoretical physics. Some selected results are shown on a number of slides. I will show now So it is impossible to describe all these results, but I will only say a few words about each of them. So there is an interesting result on the analysis of stability of the standard model vacuum, and you may see that the stable vacuum is not excluded by these calculations. There are also interesting constraints on supersymmetry from LHC data combined with cosmology, given the upper limits on the masses of the corresponding particles. So there is interesting results on the analysis of of the Babar transition form factor puzzle, and it is shown that the data are not sufficient to discriminate between QCD factorization and its violation. So important work on radiative correction to electron-positron annihilation into hadrons at lower energies was also done, which allows make a precise analysis of the data. Also, the determination of the electron-to-proton mass ratio is possible with very high precision due to this work of Korobov et al. There is work on explanation of the reactor anomaly due to the field theoretical approach to neutrino production. Interesting work about helicity separation in heavy ion collisions due to the vorticity effect in non-central heavy ion collisions. So this is related to the polarization of produced, for example, lambda hyperons. There is indication, recent indication in the STAR experiment that this effect really takes place. And our physicists are involved in this. There is a result on electromagnetic fields in non-central heavy ion collisions and charge-dependent directed flow in these collisions. Interesting result on polarization of QCD vacuum by strong electromagnetic fields, and two results of lattice QCD calculations on spin composition of proton. This is the first such a result, giving information about what part of the spin is taken by quarks, gluons, and orbital angular momentum of these constituents. And there is also a result on finite temperature dependence of gluon spectral functions by this group. Concerning the plan of the Laboratory of Theoretical Physics for next 7 years, so I will read it. So we'll, the research, theoretical research, will be emphasized on the support of the program, experimental programs in major international collaborations, at LHC, RIG, FAIR, etc., and primarily at NICA. Major attention will be paid to the phenomenology of the standard model, including studies of the Higgs boson, searches for new physics beyond the standard model, neutrino physics, hadron structure and spin physics, phase transition in hot and dense hadronic matter, heavy flavor physics and hadron spectroscopy, the dark matter problem, and astrophysical aspects of elementary particle physics. Finally, I am coming to the last laboratory, Laboratory of Information Technology. So the main achievements in the last 7 years is the building of three new components of the central information computing complex. There was put into operation Tier 1 level center. So this is very important for our participation in experiment CMS. So general cloud infrastructure was put into operation and a heterogeneous computation cluster HIBRI-LIT. So I think that it is without doubt that this LIT infrastructure is one of the general basic facility. Also in last year the project multifunctional information and computing complex started and it is one of the very important jobs also in next 7 years. Viktor Anatolievich already shown how the computing resources are used, so you may see that we this center is involved in a number of experiments and concerning the usage in Our laboratory, so the main consumption of the time is MPD experiment simulations. Concerning the work which was done by this laboratory for NICA project, so here are two examples. So this is the NICA project management information system, which is very important for controlling the development of the detector and usage of the money. And there is also simulation of the NICA MPD, SPD, tier, one, tier 0, tier VAR computing. This is a very important job for future. The physicist in this laboratory also took part in the development of JAN4. This is toolkit for simulating particle passage through matter. So they improved the description of experimental data. There is also developed new segment building algorithm for cathode strip chamber in experiment CMS. And the selection, developed selection criteria for JPSI, E plus decay selection to E plus E minus for the experiment CBM. So I already mentioned that the main objective for this laboratory is transformation of the central information computing complex to multifunctional complex. And this will mean that there will be a large increase in capacity of tier 1 CMS and NICA data storage, tier 2 and computer resources with a storage system for local users, heterogeneous cluster for parallel computations, upgrade of disk storage, and you may see that the increase will be from several times to several 10 times during the next 7 years. So the expected results related to these activities are shown here, so I will skip them because my time is near the end. And in conclusion, I would like to say that the strategy of the plan you have on your table is that the proposed development of our institute in next 7 years is driven by the scientific program at Frontiers of Modern Physics, that it implies the development of world-class JNR facilities and infrastructure at the internationally recognized level, as well as it requires extending international cooperation and integration of our facilities in the worldwide research infrastructure. Thank you for the attention.
Thank you very much. Do we have questions or comments? Michelle, anybody else? Okay, Michelle, go ahead.
Thank you very much for this presentation. You presented a nicely diversified program. However, you know, and we repeated that many times, that JNR will be judged on the timely success of the Nucleotron and the NICA complex. So my question is, amongst all this activity, to your feeling, is it sure that there is enough resources, funding, review process, quality assurance to meet the requirements and the schedule of the Nucleotron and NICA project?
Thank you for the question. It is really important, and we, of course, consider the concentration of the resources depending on the development of the NICA project. So we assume that our participation in the external experiments will go down when we put into operation the main facilities in the NICA complex. So especially the Laboratory of High Energy Physics is very much involved in this process of optimization of the staff of the laboratory and the investments.
Any further questions, please?
Yes, thank you also for this very impressive palette of activities. And I have actually two suggestions. One is, I think it would be timely for the Scientific Council once to make a visit to the NICA construction sites of the complex. I personally would appreciate very much if this could be organized. Mm-hmm. My second comment is that you are, of course, aware that in the coming years, roadmaps will be made, in particular also for an update of the European strategy for particle physics, for machines at the energy frontier. And I would very much suggest that JNR will be part in this exercise or so. I mean, you are embedded in the world global scene of particle physics, and mm-hmm. it would be very good that you are also an active member mm-hmm. in setting up this roadmap.
Thank you for this question. So I should apologize that I did not show all activities which will be done in the next seven-year plan. Particularly, I did not mention the activities in accelerator program. So we are, in fact, involved in ILC and CLIC projects. I would say that there was even possibility to put ILC in Dubna in operation. But nowadays, it is preferably to be constructed in Japan. But we will certainly participate in the physics and accelerator research which is related to these high-energy machines.
Please.
Yeah, just to follow up with that issue, thank you for this very nice overall presentation. So how the particle physics program and NICA will be coordinated or co-organized or looking at this participating to this high energy strategy European program? Are you connected? And
S3.
How? You maybe you say it, but it was not clear for me. So.
European Strategy Forum for Research Infrastructures. So we participate in this program, and I mentioned it on one slide. Maybe I will show it again. Oh, sorry. Ah. So it is mentioned here that... NICA is included in the S3 strategy report as a complementary project to S3 mm-hmm. framework.
Go ahead, please.
I would like to help Richard Lignitsky to answer this question. Sydney, not only S3 roadmap, but as you may know, the NUPEC is close to finalizing the long-range plan for nuclear physics in Europe. And there are activities at GNR and in NICA in particular are not only mentioned, but a substantial part of it. And it's mentioned in many parts of this NUPEC long-range plan. This is my answer.
My comment or my point was how it is connected to the European high energy particle physics program, not to the NUPEC. NUPEC, I know about it, so it's clear. But there is a specific European high energy particle strategy initiative which would be, as was mentioned, would be prepared and organized and probably with some recommendation. And I was wondering how the particle physics program of GNR is connected to that. Not NICA. NICA is fine. I know about NIPEC, and it is well recommended in good places. I don't know if I was clear enough. Sorry.
I can reply to that. In fact, in the past, the past elaboration of the European strategy for particle physics was done in 2013, and the GINR was associated to the bottom-up process and got the status of observer to this process, but active observer. And I presume that the process will start again by the end of this year, by beginning of next year. And GINR will be part of this process, maybe even stronger than last time.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to express my impression that thank you for the report and thank you for the really comprehensive data that you give about the results of that, because everybody understands that the high energy or the particle physics is not only NICA, and the substantial part of your report, it was connected with another research and other results that you have. Would like to support the report, the remark of Sydney or by Peter Yeni about the closer connection of the programs, not only NICA, but with the programs, with the European programs in particle physics, in physics in general, and probably it will be our remark to another reports for another part of disciplines in joint institute. It is my remark, and my one question is, originally I wanted to ask what is the part or what are the projects that was not completely fulfilled with respect to the 7-year plan in 2010 and 2017. But now I would like to ask you, obtaining the same information but by another question, how you assess in reflection of the results, the connection with the 7-year plan and the results that you are presented here, because nobody of us is able to keep in mind all details about the 7-year plans. But making the evaluation of that and to assess it, well, very briefly, very strong, but very, very shortly to say.
Thank you, Ivan, thank you for this interesting question. In fact, there are two main delays related to the last 7-year plan. The first one is with NICA project. But I already mentioned that originally NICA was considered much smaller project than it was really realized now. So the reason for the delay is that the original project was not realized because of development thanks to our colleagues from accelerated centers around the world. So there is special machine advisory committee and our colleagues from particle physics advisory committee recommended to extend the possibilities of this project, and we really followed these suggestions. So the project is completely different from what was at the beginning. No, for substantially different. The second delay is related to super heavy element factory, but I think that Michael Itkis will talk about it.
Any further questions?
Thank you. Just a comment to the last comment by Professor Wilhelm concerning the more intensive interaction with European and other programs and so on. So we intend to, for example, this time we intend to apply this PICAL project to the S3 roadmap, because the process of updating of roadmap has already started, and the proposals will be collected by the end of August. So we hope to collect as much as necessary countries to be proponents and so on. Another, it was already discussed within the strategic working group of S3. Somehow it is, I think, welcome. Another issue is connected to super heavy element factory. It is already project at its end. In fact, it's not a question of proposing the huge job here, but we would like to implement it into the landscape analysis provided by the roadmap to make it visible, to make it available for other people from Europe and so on. And this is just future plans.
Thank you, Kola. Okay, please, go ahead.
Your overview was created immediately the impression of the broad number of problems which are in which scientists from Dubna participate. locally or generally on the in the world. It so happened historically that well-known physicists from Dubna joined or even led collaborations abroad, and that developed in time into attracting more people, and now we see that this participation is very important. Moreover, in the present time, the contribution is not only in intelligence but also in money. So that, of course, will associate an important financial participation to all these domains, which create a large spectrum of problems. I think that the committee, which is going to be established and led by Boris Sharkov, will have the very difficult task to make a kind of prioritization of interests of the GNR among this very rich landscape of domains, such as to increase the efficiency of research and in GNR.
Thank you for the question. So you mentioned money. I should say that the most of the money is devoted to the NICA project. So I do not remember now the numbers, but it is maybe one order of magnitude more than to the other projects which are realized at external experiments. But this is not a problem only of money. I think the main problem is with the human capacity. So, and we are thinking about this because the money is important, but human capacity equally important.
Any other questions? I can't see any. Thank you very much, then. And now we move to the second half of the presentation of these results, given by Professor Itkis, Vice Director, and this will be low and intermediate energy nuclear physics with neutrons and condensed matter physics. Misha, the floor is yours.
Okay. Dear member of Scientific Council, dear chairman, I will speak about low and intermediate energy nuclear physics with neutrons, and condensed matter physics. First of all, I start with heavy ion physics at low energy. It's connected with Fleurer laboratory of nuclear reaction. Here shown the some scheme of facilities of Fleurer laboratory, existing and future. And the main direction of research, as you well know, heavy and super-heavy nuclei, synthesis and study of properties of super-heavy element, chemistry of new element, fusion, fission, and multi-nucleon transfer reaction, nuclear mass and laser spectrometry of super-heavy nuclei. Second part, it's light exotic nuclei, properties and structure of light exotic nuclei, reaction with exotic nuclei, and radiation effect and physical groundwork of nanotechnology. In this connection, we have special nanotechnology center in our laboratory, which will put in operation last year. Concerning the main result in the synthesis of super-heavy element in the last 7 years, you can see here the discovery of element 117 in reaction berkelium plus calcium reaction, 12 new nuclides in 20 decay chains of 117, isotope 293 and 294, confirmation of discovery of element 113 and 115, 33 new decay chains of isotope 115, element in reaction americium plus calcium, confirmation of discovery of element 118, exploring neutron-deficient border of stability of super-heavy decline is an experiment with light plutonium isotope, plutonium-239 and plutonium-240, discovery of new isotope of super-heavy element fullerovium-248, and first measuring of alpha decay properties of fullerovium-285. First measurement of half-life of double magic nucleus, hassium-270. You can see here from this point that approximately more than 20 new nuclide have been discovered. They point by red squares. This picture was shown by Viktor Matveyev. The during the last 7 years, two elements which was discovered in previous period up to 210, it's fullerovium and livermorium. Inauguration took place in Moscow in 212, and during the last 10 years at least, new element 113, 115, 117, and 118 was discovered in Dubna, in spite of the priority assigned to Rikin concerning 113 element. The first time that this element was discovered in Dubna on 7 months before. It's exact date. So you know this new names, Moscovium, Tennyson, and Agonison, 415, 117, and 116. It means that during the last 16 years, five new elements approved by UPAC and the UPAP to our collaboration with Livermore and Oak Ridge laboratories. So, what to do in future? First of all, we need a new accelerator, super heavy element factory. For what? First of all, we need to organize experiment at the extremely low cross-section, less than 50 femtobarn. Synthesis of new super-heavy element in another type of reaction with ion like tantalum, chromium, and higher masses. Synthesis of new isotope of super-heavy element, study of decay properties, study of excitation function. Experiment requiring high statistics. It's the nuclear spectroscopy of super-heavy element, laser spectroscopy of atomic levels, precise mass measurement, and study of chemical properties of super-heavy element. For this, we start a few years ago, new project, Super Heavy Element Factory. You can see here the picture, which was shown also by Viktor Matvey. First of all, new building, experimental hall, new, which now finishing. And also a new DC-280 accelerator with very high intensity beam for middle mass of ions, approximately on not less than one order of magnitude more intensive in comparison with our existing U-400 accelerator. And if you look there on schedule to completion in June of this year, assembling of accelerator will be finished also in September to December, and first experiment will be starting on next year. Here shown the new, absolutely new gas filled recoil separator for future experiment, which will install in September of this year. The first experiment concerning the synthesis of super heavy element. First of all, we will start to new element, more heavy than 118, 119, and 120 in reaction like berkelium plus tantalum, californium plus tantalum, or curium plus chromium for 120 element. you can see here this future experiment. The purpose of the synthesis, as I mentioned, new element, testing of existing nuclear models, evaluation of magnitude of stabilizing effect of closed neutron shell, of the properties of super heavy nuclide, evaluation of fission barriers, evaluation of proton magic number. For nuclear spectroscopy, we finished the construction of new separator velocity filter shells, and modernized of this separator is commissioned. New detector chamber and new detector array are commissioned. First experimental results are obtained for nobelium, rutherfordium, and the efficiency of this separator much more high than in previous time. This work was done in collaboration with ORSE and the joint group from ORSE and Fluorov Laboratory start to experiment, and in future will be study the nuclear spectroscopy, super heavy element, like 115. Concerning the nuclear chemistry, the deposition temperature range of Copernicus was found to be between minus 25 Celsius degree and minus 75. Analysis of correlation of absorption enthalpies of group 12 elements and Copernicus was performed. We conclude that Copernicus has metallic properties since its chemical properties can be extrapolated within the 12th group of periodic table despite the high volatility of Copernicus. The result of chemical experiment were the first independent confirmation of synthesis of new element 112 and 114. For the first time shown, the element 114 is volatile and absorbed on the gold surface at temperature close to minus 80 degrees of Celsius. The first experiment result of chemical investigation of element 113 independently confirms the synthesis of new element 115 in nuclear fusion reaction calcium plus americium. We conclude the element 113 specialized is volatile and confirms theoretically predicted properties absorption enthalpy on gold was determined like 60 kilojoule per mole. Very important to stress also in chemical experiment, the new region of super heavy element close the 8 groups of periodic table of element. So for continuous the chemical experiment at Fluorov Laboratory, new gas field pre-separator will use the possibility of creation of superconducting pre-separator using the sigma phi firm in France, and here shown the scheme of a new separator for radiochemical research. The cold and hot fusion reaction was studied at Fluorov Laboratory during last 7 years in reaction with calcium and with also in reaction with symmetric reaction like lead plus krypton, xenon, and so on. And the mechanism of the reaction have been studied. And very interesting to stress that cold fusion reaction here shown, which when we go to more heavy system, and hot fusion reaction have very different behavior. It means that in principle, the hot fusion reaction in future also more promising in comparison with cold fusion reaction. Reaction induced by stable and radioactive ion beam structure of exotic nuclei close and beyond the nuclear stability limits. The main interesting things which was done during last 7 years is the puzzle of gallium-10, namely magnitude of neutron shell 8 neutron. The first time violation of the shell structure for gallium was observed, and gallium 10 is not anymore a double magic nucleus. It's very interesting. Here shown the scheme of our facility, Akulina 1, and now in future we will use another facility which was installed during last 1.5 years at Florov Laboratory, namely fragment separator Akulina 2 for study of exotic nuclei, and the construction phase assembled and tested is finished. Zero angle spectrometer is delivered to Florov Laboratory. The first run with radioactive ion beam will be in this year, and further development RFK kicker and detector array for particles, neutrons and gammas will be installed. New cryogenic gas vacuum system including tritium target will be used in this experiment. And research program are shown here, determination of proton and neutron decline, spectroscopy of light exotic nuclei and medium mass nuclei with charge less than 36, search for two neutron and four neutron radioactivity, study of two proton radioactivity and the two neutron, four neutron and two proton decays close to the nuclear drip line. Study of peculiarities of nuclear reaction induced by loosely bound light nuclei like gallium 6A8, lithium 8, 9, 11, beryllium 14, borum 8, oxygen 24. Investigation of mechanism of nuclear reaction, transfer, deep inelastic, sub-barrier fusion, high energy particles emission induced by beams of rare stable nuclei such as sulfur, calcium, iron, and nickel. Here shown the accelerator running for this laboratory during next 7 years. You can see here that Floral Laboratory has enough amount of beam time in order to start the user program in future together with our collaborators from, for example, INSAR, another center of nuclear physics, because we have enough up to 15,000 of beam time per year. It's enough big time in order to start user program. The picture future facilities I here show is a super heavy element factory of 400 accelerator will be a few years later upgraded. This accelerator also UF-400M for study of light exotic nuclei will be also upgraded. Here is nano laboratory, here is our microtron facility. Now I come to neutrino physics connected with non-accelerator neutrino physics, Zhelepov laboratory. This picture was shown by Viktor Matveev. You can see here the special building on the board of Baikal Lake. It's a special new building which we use for local laboratory temporary store of optical modules and next stage of detector. And here is the laboratory which are now existing at Zhelepov laboratory for producing equipment for Baikal gigaton volume detector. Here shown the picture, what we have to do today. You can see here 8 strings, which involve in this our first module, Dubna module, which we installed in 2015 on Baikal Lake. And now the here shown the depths, active depths and instrument volume around 6 megaton. And in future, this picture also was shown by Viktor Matveev. We must prepare 8 clusters. Each clusters include enough big amount of optical modules. Each string have approximately 160 up to 200 such optical modules, and special production of this optical module started at Gelepov laboratory. You can see this picture. Produce about 300 optical in season, and production rate around 6 optical modules per day, and performed by 2 or 3 people at the moment, will be up to 10 in future. Plan 217 prepared this optical module, and prepare new second cluster, which will installed on Baikal Lake next season. This is a very interesting event, which was shown by Viktor Matveyev, with energy up to 150 TeV. It's very interesting, and the direction from what point of universe also we can defined and so on. Now I come to another experiment. It's a broad experiment concerning our participation in Modana laboratory in Edelweiss experiment. It's, you can see the, it's the main point of this experiment is direct search of a weakly interacting massive particle, and we actively participate. I must stress that it's very important participation for Gelepov laboratory because the very help in preparing special devices for our home experiment at Kalinin power station concerning the threshold of our detectors and so on. Some result here shown for this experiment, and I come to our experiment concerning our neutrino experiment at Kalinin power station. You can see here some interesting things. The main point concerning the high-resolution germanium detectors produced in Dubna in cooperation with scientists from Riga. The energy threshold today around 300 electron volt. Low background cryostat was chosen. For correct interpretation of result, many methodological studies have been done, and today we have the very nice laboratory, 10 meter under core of reactor with intensity as shown here, 5 to 10 to 13 antineutrino per second. You know also that in previous year, the measurement of neutrino magnetic momenta have been done using this underground laboratory. Today we have a world record, 10 to minus 11 of magneton bore, as I remember. And in January of last year, test some new equipment was done in Dubna, data acquisition, some reparation. In August, the new spectrometer moved to Kalinin Atomic Power Station, and now integration all of system commission in this laboratory in order to start coherent scattering of neutrino on germanium in this laboratory. Also, the laboratory participate in GERDA experiment in Grand Sasa. It connected with search of neutrino-less double beta decay. It's very old story. We have participate in 2 experiments. One is GERDA, next one in NEMA and SuperNEMA. Today we have actively participate in both experiments. And near sensitivity of GERDA today around 10 to 25 for half-lives. You know that up to now not discovered the neutrino-less double beta decay. We only search. Nevertheless, the result is very impressive, and the background very low, 10 to minus 3 count per kiloelectron volt per kilogram of target per year. Concerning the NEMA and SuperNEMA, here I use different materials like calcium, neodym, cadmium and so on. And during last previous experiment, we have the sensitivity not so high for neutrino-less double beta decay, like 10 to 22, 20, 23, but in nearest future, new supernema facility will be started. First demonstrator will be completed in beginning of this year. You can see here supernema. It's isotope mass from 7 kilogram to 100 kilogram, and sensitivity will be around for neutrino-less double beta decay around 10 to 26 for half-lives. According to the agreement between Joint Institute and China, instead of Phasotron, which very old facility at Jalepa laboratory, which we use up to now for proton therapy, we plan to install new special superconducting isochron cyclotron for proton therapy in this old building instead of Naftazet, close to Phasotron in future. Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics in 2009-2016 and prospect for next 7-year plan. As you remember, in 2011, IBR2 reactor was recommissioned. In principle, it will be put in operation new reactor. During previous years, first in the world, petalized cold neutron moderator was created. In 2013, indispensable for experiment cold neutron flux increase, you can see from this scheme, approximately in 13 times for cold neutron. It's very important, more than one order of magnitude. From 15 instruments have more cold neutron now. Starting from 2013, more than 4,000 hours for physical experiment with cold neutrons we have. Starting from 2015, new moderator for other 5 instruments is under development. In 2015, full-scale prototype was installed. Simultaneously, on this IBR2 reactor started user program. You can see this result of this user program. From 2014, 133 proposal, 197, 135 proposal. Here shown the accepted proposal from different countries, not only member states, but only from other countries. And you can see here the distribute between different field of activity: physics, chemistry, geoscience, material science, applied science, and biology, biophysics. Also, new spectrometry have been put in operation: DNC diffractometer, new for macro sample under extreme condition, especially high pressure and high temperature. A new spectrometer NRT for radiography and tomography. Grains as a reflectometer for soft and liquid interfaces. And FSS spectrometer for bulk industrial component. And new advanced materials and so on. Today we have 15 instruments around IBR2 reactor for experiments, for study of different type of holder. Also, here shown the country which participate in using of these instruments, not only from member states, also from such states like, for example, Taiwan, Sweden, Republic of Korea, Latvia, and so on. One of the very interesting results which was received in this laboratory connected with new oxide of iron, like iron 4, oxygen 5. This sample was studied at very high pressure, high temperature. It's new iron oxide, very important for study of magnetism core of our Earth, because many properties of magnet momentum of Earth connected with this isotope. It's absolutely new since the published last year in Nature Chemistry. Another very interesting result connected with archaeology. You can see here some findings which was done by Institute of Archaeology of Russian Academy of Science in Tver region, was found in 2014. It's some sample of this bracelet are shown here, and using the radiography and tomography, we can reconstruct this bracelet and to study what the it's a copper material covered by gold or gold, absolutely gold bracelet and so on. Very interesting thing connected with archaeology. Another interesting thing connected with imaging of small size submicron bacteria photopsin crystal for polarized CAR microscopy. It's here shown the same result of this investigation. It's very difficult and highly demanded result for small crystal of this spectroscopy. Another result is connected with spectrometer, Fourier spectrometer, for study ultra-cold neutron. This spectrometer was installed in Grenoble and using for study moving grating on non-stationary device, like on the решетка забыл, ну, неважно. So, concerning the IRN facility, Victor Matveev shown this picture. We up to now weight the project parameter of this device. Last year, during last year, the intensity of neutron flux increased approximately in three times, but project parameter must be on two, approximately on one and half order of magnitude higher than today. Nevertheless, very many interesting investigations have been done using IRN facility, including activation analysis for ecology and similar tasks. Next year, main plan of this laboratory, physics and chemistry of novel functional materials, physics of nanosystem and nanoscale phenomena, physics and chemistry of complex fluids and polymers, molecular biology and pharmacology, material science and engineering, development of available spectrometers and construction of new ones. Also investigation of the violation of fundamental symmetries in neutron-nuclear interaction and related nuclear data, investigation of fundamental properties of neutron and ultra-cold neutron physics, applied and methodological research, IRN and EG5 generated, development and upgraded. And more serious problem, it's besides next 7-year plan, what to do after the IBR2 will be stopped to work in 2030, and recently we discussed the future concerning the new neutron source. Here shown the laboratory is working on development of concept of new advanced neutron source to replace IBR2 reactor after 2030, decommission. Peak intensity should exceed European spallation source at the task more than one order of magnitude. Concept development will be done within next first 3 years of the current 7-year plan. Decision of its construction have to be made before mid of 2020s. You can see here some parameters, so it's IBR2 for flux, you can see here. значит, brightness also for European spallation source, for reactor peak in Gatchina. Up to now, our neutron source very nice. And if you compare the cost of this source, 10 mega euro, European spallation 2 billion, and peak also 200 mega dollars. It's impressive, I must say. So I come to laboratory of radiation biology because the many very difficult names. I will be look at my peak paper. So first slide is concerning the use of modern molecular technique regularities were studied in the formation of DNA damage in mammalian and human cell after exposure to ionized radiation with different linear energy transfer. A linear transfer shown here, I believe that low linear energy transfer, high energy transfer momentum, and different damage in DNA was discovered. For example, here shown some point DNA, and here shown another things like clusters, you can see here, and how repair this damage after some time. Another interesting thing connected with the series of work performed to study ionizing radiation action on the control nervous system function. The effect of 500 MeV per nucleon carbon ion and gamma rays on the metabolism on key brain neurotransmitter was studied in rats. Rats are shown here. You can hear some point of brain. And very interesting in this that the most sensitive brain region were identified where the metabolism change at early and late times after radiation. Neurotransmitter concentration dynamics was studied in detail. I forgot, maybe it's interesting. I come back to here. Very interesting that the repairing of damage for gamma ray much more quickly repaired than in comparison with ion irradiation. So next things connected with mouse retina studies. You can see here the mouse and some cells have been studied. And also you can see here the main results of this experiment. It assumes that Müller-Gale cells participate in the recovery of adaptive response of the mouse retina. Also very interesting work made in this laboratory connected to mathematical modeling in radiation biology. It's this very serious series of experiments, and some results are shown here. Mathematical models of key radiation-induced DNA damage repair system in bacterial cells, and comprehensive computational study of radiation-induced mutagenesis was performed, detailed model of radiation-induced DNA, double-strand break repair in mammalian and human cell was developed. Another part of investigation of this laboratory connected with the astrobiology direction. You can see the main idea of this experiment connected with the search of origin of life on Earth. And they use different sample from many places around the world and study the what connected with after radiation, with, for example, with meteorite material, And as you can see from here, the many organic known molecules formed after radiation. It's very important for these studies. Also, laboratory calculated the shielding around new NICA project. Many calculations have been done. Is this calculation put in technical project of NICA? This since was shown by Viktor Matveyev concerning the nuclear planetary science in collaboration with the Institute of Space Research, Russian Academy of Science, and physical support of radiobiological experiment at our institute using the different facilities, the genome set up at U400 accelerator for last automatic radiation of seen biological sample with high linear energy transfer heavy ions, irradiation of rats at the nucleotron, and special facility for the calibration and testing of nuclear planetary science, and so on. And plans of this laboratory are shown here. The main direction is the radiobiological research and astrobiological research. You can see here will be focused on studying heavy ion action mechanism as a molecular cellular issue and organism levels of biological organization. Special attention will be given to experimental animals, central nervous system disorder, because the central nervous system has to be considered as critical system when evaluated the radiation exposure risk for the interplanetary mission crews. And for astrobiological research, will be continued the search of origin of life on our planet. Concerning the theoretical physics, it's last point. Only result I can show here. For example, for beta decay, half-life of the neutron reach around neutron shell 50 isotons. It was shown that the tensor interaction for 2P2H configuration result in decreasing of beta decay half-lives of the neutron-rich isotopes, significant result of calculation without the tensor interaction, open triangles, and with the tensor interaction, are shown the experimental data close to when we use the tensor interaction. Another result connected with fission asymmetry in cluster approach. Here shown the also after the developed model is suited for description of symmetric and asymmetric charge yield, as well as the transition between them. And unexpectedly, large asymmetric mode for the fission of thorium and radium isotopes are observed at high excitation energy. Triple peak, here and here and here. Charge distribution predicted for fissioning around neutron 136 nuclei. Also, another interesting thing connected with super heavy element research, a prediction of shell closure in region of unknown nuclei. You can see here the calculation and comparison with the own nuclei, the prediction for value and for more heavy system, its work have been done this OSUS. It shown that two center shell model indicates the magic nucleus next to lead has to charge more than Z220 and the half-life around 1.7 millisecond up to 0.16 second. It means that in principle we can synthesize and detect such element if it's the cross-section will be enough high. And last one, discovery of confinement induced resonance and the electron-positron pair emission interaction of the photon with laser pulses. It's shown this result. For the first time it has been found that short laser pulses generate high momentum components which produce a great amplifier effect for multi-photon sub-threshold events. Enhancement may reach many order of magnitude. You can see here the red line, really a few order of magnitude. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Professor Itkis. Now we have questions or comments. Okay, you go first.
Thank you, thank you. I would like to congratulate you for the presentation of the results. I think that it demonstrates very strongly that the orientation in nuclear physics for the laboratories of Joint Institute is very right and traditionally very right. It is my remark. Maybe short question. Coming back to the discussion with Richard Lednitsky previously, speaking about the connection with the European programs, it is very right that you remember about the European Spallation Source. Yeah. Nevertheless, it is the project which will be introduced maybe in 2023, 2024. For next year, this year and next year, we have another project that is connected with the laser research in three pillars in Romania, Hungary, and Czechia. Yeah. Do you suppose and do you plan to have some connection with this center?
First of all, concerning the nuclear physics and the NUPEC, long range will be approved this year by NUPEC, for nuclear physics in Europe, include not only NICA project and also super heavy element factory. More important for us also to start work concerning the Baikal GVD detector. We discussed in Czech Republic during our visit recently in our directorate. It will be very important because it's a really very important project connected with ultra-high energy neutrino search, very complementary to Ice Cube, and sometimes maybe more important in some region of investigation. Another interesting thing, we discussed today, we start in summer discuss with INSAR, it's European joint facilities, in Jugaskula, in Holland, Ganil, LI, and another facility. Marek Levitovich prepared a special memorandum of understanding, and we discuss with our director, in order to support, European Commission will support European Scientist Group for participation on our facility, and also our scientists we will support for participate in new facility like Spiral 2, LI, and so on. It will be a
further questions.
Thank you for this overall nice, very challenging research program on low energy and other related physics. I have a question about this new neutron facility.
What kind?
Yeah. So it looks very exciting, but as you know, it takes a long time to put in Europe ESS. So what is the plan for this new facility? What is the background first for that?
In January, on the Program Advisory Committee on Condensed Matter, the special talk has been presented by Viktor Aksyonov, who is now scientific leader on peak reactor. And we asked what kind, using the accelerator, like, or what? But it's a task during last 3 years for this laboratory. They have some, maybe Valery Shetsov added something. Nevertheless, final decision not But idea to have on one order of magnitude higher flux, it's good idea, but how to receive? Valery.
We have several, now we are considering several options how to construct this source. Our first option is a nuclear reactor pulsing mode. We are considering two kind of pulsing reactor, let's say normal core and so-called cascade type core with threshold fissile materials. And also we are thinking about two options of a booster with a subcritical core. Again, with normal subcritical core and with cascade subcritical core. But we are asking from our program advisory committee, we have asked these next 3 years to develop some concept of this new source. And after that, to present this concept at the program advisory committee at the scientific council to consider more detailed option.
Sydney, nevertheless, up to 230, we have a problem with neutron source.
Further questions, comments? Can't see any, so it looks like we deserve lunch. We meet at 15 hours, 3 p.m., sharp.